Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth, State Institutes of Further Education. Class E3, Adults. End of Year Examinations, May 2026. Part 1 Listening. Exercise 1. For each question, choose the correct answer. Question 1. Where is the woman going after work?
Hi, Elsa. Are you coming to the park with us after work?
I wish I could, but I can't today.
Really? Are you going to the cinema to watch the new movie?
Unfortunately not. I'm going to the theatre. We have rehearsal soon.
Question 2. What did Tom decide to cook tonight?
Tom, are you still cooking dinner tonight?
Yes, but I changed my mind about what to make.
I thought you were making pasta.
I was, but we ran out of sauce. I checked the fridge and found fresh vegetables.
So, are you making a salad?
No, I'm going to make vegetable soup.
That sounds healthy.
Yes, and it's quick to prepare.
Question 3. What is Philip stressed about?
Philip, you look a bit stressed. What's wrong this time?
I have a flight tomorrow morning. I found my passport, but I can't find my boarding pass.
Oh no. Didn't you print it last night?
I did, but I can't find the printed copy.
Did you check your email account?
Not yet. I was too nervous to think of that.
Don't worry. You can download it again. It's easy.
Question 4. Why is Maria changing her plans?
Hey, Maria. Do you want to come to the gym with us tonight?
I really want to, but I can't today.
Why not?
I promised my mom I'd help with the laundry. The basket is full again.
Oh, I thought your mum was going to the supermarket after work.
She was, but my father had already gone shopping.
Question 5. What is Mia planning to buy?
Hey Mia, where are you going after school?
I'm heading to the mall. My trainers are old, and the soles are starting to come off.
Oh, I thought you wanted to buy that new perfume and a new dress for the dance.
I did, but they are expensive. I really need something comfortable for walking to work every day.
Makes sense. Good luck finding a nice pair.
Now listen to exercise 1 again. Question 1. Where is the woman going after work?
Hi, Elsa. Are you coming to the park with us after work?
I wish I could, but I can't today.
Really? Are you going to the cinema to watch the new movie?
Unfortunately not. I'm going to the theater. We have rehearsal soon.
Question 2. What did Tom decide to cook tonight?
Tom, are you still cooking dinner tonight?
Yes, but I changed my mind about what to make.
I thought you were making pasta.
I was, but we ran out of sauce. I checked the fridge and found fresh vegetables.
So, are you making a salad?
No, I'm going to make vegetable soup.
That sounds healthy.
Yes, and it's quick to prepare.
Question 3. What is Philip stressed about?
Philip, you look a bit stressed. What's wrong this time?
I have a flight tomorrow morning. I found my passport, but I can't find my boarding pass.
Oh no. Didn't you print it last night?
I did, but I can't find the printed copy.
Did you check your email account?
Not yet. I was too nervous to think of that.
Don't worry. You can download it again. It's easy.
Question 4. Why is Maria changing her plans?
Hey, Maria. Do you want to come to the gym with us tonight?
I really want to, but I can't today.
Why not?
I promised my mom I'd help with the laundry. The basket is full again.
Oh, I thought your mom was going to the supermarket after work.
She was, but my father had already gone shopping.
Question 5. What is Mia planning to buy?
Hey, Mia, where are you going after school?
I'm heading to the mall. My trainers are old, and the soles are starting to come off.
Oh, I thought you wanted to buy that new perfume and a new dress for the dance.
I did, but they are expensive. I really need something comfortable for walking to work every day.
Makes sense. Good luck finding a nice pair.
That is the end of Exercise 1. Now look at the instructions for Exercise 2. Exercise 2. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word or a number. You will hear a woman called Lisa talking about her favorite hobby, photography.
Hello everyone, my name's Lisa, and today I'd like to talk to you about my favourite hobby, photography. I became interested in taking pictures when I was very young. I bought my first camera when I was 12 years old, using some birthday money that my grandparents gave me. It wasn't a professional camera, but I used it every single day. At first, I took photos of anything around me. My family, my pets, even my school shoes. But with time, I realized that what I loved most was photographing natural landscapes. I enjoy going to quiet places like forests, mountains, and lakes because they help me relax and focus on the moment. The best time to take photos, in my opinion, is early in the morning. The light is softer at that hour, and it makes the colors look much brighter and more beautiful. Sometimes waking up early is difficult, but the photos always make it worth it. People often ask me what equipment they should buy. You don't need an expensive camera, but if you want to take good photos of people, I always recommend using a wide lens. It helps keep the person sharp while capturing more of the background. I also like sharing my pictures online. I upload my favorite photos to my Instagram account, and I really enjoy reading people's comments. Photography has helped me express myself and see the world differently, and I hope to continue this hobby for many years.
Now listen to Exercise 2 again.
Hello everyone, my name's Lisa, and today I'd like to talk to you about my favourite hobby, photography. I became interested in taking pictures when I was very young. I bought my first camera when I was 12 years old, using some birthday money that my grandparents gave me. It wasn't a professional camera, but I used it every single day. At first, I took photos of anything around me. My family, my pets, even my school shoes. But with time, I realized that what I loved most was photographing natural landscapes. I enjoy going to quiet places like forests, mountains, and lakes, because they help me relax and focus on the moment. The best time to take photos, in my opinion, is early in the morning. The light is softer at that hour, and it makes the colors look much brighter and more beautiful. Sometimes waking up early is difficult, but the photos always make it worth it. People often ask me what equipment they should buy. You don't need an expensive camera, but if you want to take good photos of people, I always recommend using a wide lens. It helps keep the person sharp while capturing more of the background. I also like sharing my pictures online. I upload my favorite photos to my Instagram account, and I really enjoy reading people's comments. Photography has helped me express myself and see the world differently, and I hope to continue this hobby for many years.
That is the end of exercise 2. Now look at the instructions for exercise 3. Exercise 3. You will hear a radio interview with a woman called Dr. Megan Harris, who researches future transport technology. For each question, choose the correct answer.
Today we're talking about the future of transport with Dr. Megan Harris, a researcher in environmentally friendly transport. Megan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. Over the next 20 years, we expect big changes in the way people travel. Many believe electric cars will completely replace petrol cars, but that's unlikely. Instead, we'll see a mix of transport options, including electric cars, improved public transport, and vehicles that people share.
What about high-speed travel? Is that going to change?
Definitely. Several companies are testing trains that could travel inside tubes with not much air pushing against it. These trains might reach extremely high speeds, but they're still expensive to build. So, although the technology exists, it may only be available in a few countries at first.
And what about flying cars? We keep hearing about them.
Yes, people love that idea. In reality, small flying vehicles already exist, but they're not ready for everyday use. They use a lot of energy, make noise, and require strict safety tests. What we might see sooner is self-driving taxis in big cities. These taxis won't fly, but they will pick passengers up automatically without a driver.
So what is the biggest challenge for the future?
Probably cost. New transport systems are very expensive, and governments must decide which projects to support. But I'm hopeful. Technology is improving fast, and people are more open to trying new ways of travelling.
Thank you, Dr. Harris.
My pleasure.
Today we're talking about the future of transport with Dr. Megan Harris, a researcher in environmentally friendly transport. Megan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. Over the next 20 years, we expect big changes in the way people travel. Many believe electric cars will completely replace petrol cars, but that's unlikely. Instead, we'll see a mix of transport options, including electric cars, improved public transport, and vehicles that people share.
What about high-speed travel? Is that going to change?
Definitely. Several companies are testing trains that could travel inside tubes with not much air pushing against it. These trains might reach extremely high speeds, but they're still expensive to build. So, although the technology exists, it may only be available in a few countries at first.
And what about flying cars? We keep hearing about them.
Yes, people love that idea. In reality, small flying vehicles already exist, but they're not ready for everyday use. They use a lot of energy, make noise, and require strict safety tests. What we might see sooner is self-driving taxis in big cities. These taxis won't fly, but they will pick passengers up automatically without a driver.
So what is the biggest challenge for the future?
Probably cost. New transport systems are very expensive, and governments must decide which projects to support. But I'm hopeful. Technology is improving fast, and people are more open to trying new ways of travelling.
Thank you, Dr. Harris.
My pleasure.
That is the end of Exercise 3. Now look at the instructions for Exercise 4. Exercise 4. You will hear Lucas talking with Emma about the holiday plans that she and her friends have made. What type of holiday will each person go on? For each question, choose the correct answer. There are two extra letters.
So, Emma, have you finally decided what you're doing for your holiday this year?
Yes. At first, I wanted a sightseeing trip. But after such a stressful year, I changed my mind. Now I've booked a beach holiday on a quiet island. I just want to relax.
Makes sense. And what about Chloe? Last time she said she might travel with her parents.
They decided not to go anywhere, so she's going on a walking holiday with her cousin instead. They even bought new backpacks for the long countryside trails.
Nice. And Mark?
Mark wanted to go cycling abroad, but his plans fell through. His manager asked him to finish a big project, so he'll have no holiday at all.
That's unlucky. What about Olivia?
Olivia almost booked a skiing trip, but she found a great offer for a sailing course and chose that instead.
And Ben?
Ben didn't want the beach this year. He saved money to go skiing in the mountains with two friends.
Now listen to Exercise 4 again.
So, Emma, have you finally decided what you're doing for your holiday this year?
Yes. At first, I wanted a sightseeing trip. But after such a stressful year, I changed my mind. Now I've booked a beach holiday on a quiet island. I just want to relax.
Makes sense. And what about Chloe? Last time she said she might travel with her parents.
They decided not to go anywhere, so she's going on a walking holiday with her cousin instead. They even bought new backpacks for the long countryside trails.
Nice. And Mark?
Mark wanted to go cycling abroad, but his plans fell through. His manager asked him to finish a big project, so he'll have no holiday at all.
That's unlucky. What about Olivia?
Olivia almost booked a skiing trip, but she found a great offer for a sailing course and chose that instead.
And Ben?
Ben didn't want the beach this year. He saved money to go skiing in the mountains with two friends.
That is the end of Exercise 4. You have 1 minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening exam.